Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim live. What can I tell you? Well, today's show is how are we in touch with the universe? Universe, Christ consciousness, or universal mind? I walk the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on me, but yourself. But when this, I'll be walking the path of enlightenment, and I will get where I walk. We want to play one of the songs off my album to start things off. It's called Jesus is Coming. Okay, we got it right here.
Your troubles away. Oh, 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 oh. He won't forsake you for a day.
Good evening, good evening. We're here. Now, today's topic is Christ consciousness or the universal mind. How are we connected to the universe? What is that all about? First, Just want to mention about love a little bit. Love is an act that makes others feel good. If you're in a relationship or you're in a group, every thought that you have, every act that you do should be to make the other person or people in your group feel good, okay? Because once you learn how to love each other, then we'll be able to do some things together, and that's what this is all about. We need to work together. Now, we are the comforters. We're coming into your area, coming into your neighborhoods. So kind of look out for us. We're coming in with the spirit of forgiveness. Forgiveness. Now, the color of our flag, Elohim Five Tribe, Society of Love, is black, brown, red, yellow, white. That's the color of our flag. Now, to the right, we have the red, white, and blue. And to the left, we have the red, black, and green. The object is both people under those colors have committed some heinous crimes, some terrible atrocities. And we have to begin to forgive each other. But once the forgiving process starts, you have to repent, okay? You can't keep doing the same thing over and over and expect different results. You know what that means, right? You know what they say about that? People who do the same thing over and over and is expecting a different result, that's the mark of insanity. Well, we have to break you out of the insanity. That's why we're here. The world has to be born again. We're going to talk about that briefly, but we're going to continue where we left off last time. We talked about the uncaused cause and corporeal energy, how the universe is set up, where the fabric of space came from, dark matter. We talked about where all those things come from, how the black holes was made. We talked about that last show, and we're going to continue, not through the whole thing. But certain things we're going to say every show, it's important. We're not here to teach. We're not here to, the only thing we're here to do is to bring you a different thought process. We tell you right from the door, don't believe anything. I don't care who's talking or where it's coming from. Don't become a believer, because once you become a believer, you fall into all kinds of crazy stuff. They have people believing some of the weirdest things on the planet. If you've been through some of these religious practices out here, it's amazing what people will do in the name of belief and faith and those spell words that they have you under. Well, what do you do? That's a good question. You deal with the truth. Wait a minute, man. What is the truth? Who's truth? We're going to talk about every show. We're going to talk about the truth and being born again, even though we're going into some other things. We were dealing with pre-Genesis, going into Genesis 1. We haven't gotten to Genesis 1 yet. We're still in pre-Genesis right now. Okay? Now, what is the truth? The truth is what you see and experience in your lifetime. That's the truth. That's your truth. That's the only thing that you can verify, because you were there. You saw it. You done it. You witnessed it. That's your truth. That's why they say the truth never changes, because each person has their own truth. Each person is on their own journey. I should say each God. Each God is on his own journey, because these conversations that we're having, basically not for men and women. It's for God. Psalm 82, God. Those of you who have read and accept the Bible, Jesus backed it up. It's not written in your law that you're all God. Okay? Now, that's the truth. You can use somebody else's truth to help make you a better person. The stories of Jesus, they have some strong truth. His truth is pretty good. That's his truth. Jesus' truth, not your truth. You can use part of his truth to make you a better person. But if you try to make Jesus' truth your truth, you'll fall under the oversteer. You'll fall under the puppet master. Then you know You won't grow from your God, from your manhood, womanhood, into your godhood. When I say God, I use it as a gender-neutral phrase. I'm talking about all of those who come through the woman's womb, all right? It tells you in the book, everybody that's born through the woman is holy. We'll get into that in a little time, but right now we're talking about the topic today is going to be about Christ consciousness and conscious energy. That's where we're going. So we're going to begin. And we're going to be reading from the book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0. You need this book. This book, along with the authorized King James Version, will help you enter into a different process, okay? It will help you be born again. Now, what does being born again mean? Now, we talked about that for an hour the other day. So we're not going to get into the whole being born again process, but we're going to talk you through a little bit of it. You're being born again hour to hour, minute to minute, day to day, week to week, year to year. You're constantly being born again. But the question is, what are you being born into? That's the problem. We're God. A God is one who knows good and evil and is a designer. The Bible backs this up. The rest of it, go to the Bible, go to the Bible. You can't go to any Bible. And a lot of those books that they're talking about, Book of Joshua and some of those other books, they have taken the keys out. They don't want you to understand and use the keys. The Bible is an empire-building book. That's what it is. They do not want you to know how to begin setting up these empires. The world has to be born again. This is why we're here. We're here to start the process. What does being born again mean? You're being born again minute to minute, second to second, hour to hour, week to week, day to day, month to month, year to year. You're constantly being born again. But the question is, are you being born into the puppet masters? They love that you don't know what being born again means. When Nicodemus told Nicodemus he has to be born again, they don't know what that means. They don't have a clue. You should listen to some of the explanations they be giving out. It will blow your mind. But you're constantly being born again. That's why you have to be careful with your children. They're not children. You're born men and women. Everyone born of the woman is holy. The book tells you that. I'm not going to the scripture right now because I'm not reading. I'm paraphrasing right now just to get everything started so we can get into what the book is talking about, okay? But the book tells you where all this stuff is in the Bible, everything. The Bible has three thought processes. One is a slave. Deuteronomy tell you, obey the slave master. It has thought process in there for the slave. The Bible, the second thought process is for men and women. Think about this for a second. Men and women are children. You're born men and women, not children, not teenagers, not young this and young that. You're born men and women. And the object of the man and the woman is to grow into their godhood. That's why it's in the Bible. You are all God. Didn't say some of us. Didn't say a few of us. All of us. And Jesus backed it up. I said, this is not written in your law that you are God. Okay? Now, later on, those of you who read the book, you can go in and find those particular patches there in there. But we say Psalm 82:6 because that's where it says you are all God. And that one is easy to remember. Okay? Listen. Now that you know who you are, while you're here, they keep asking this question because they don't want you to know what's going on because they want to keep you as men and women. Men and women are children. You know, children get into all kinds of trouble, recklessness. Children just go crazy out here. That's why there's so much craziness on the planet right now. We're functioning as men and women, not as God. God don't lie. God don't break the laws. God make laws, the rules, and all that. If we function as God, the jails would empty out because nobody would be breaking the rules. Okay? The only dress code that the Bible gave out is that you cover your body. That's it. Adam and Eve, they designed what was called an apron. When they ate the fruit and became God, then they became, it's in your book. I'm just going through just a couple of things so that, just to reiterate for those who haven't listened to the other shows, some of you are just getting into who we are and what's going on, and that's okay. So we're going to say certain things every show, you know, like Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, every 2 minutes, here they come. It's the greatest, the best thing in the world. So we're going to hit you with certain things over and over because this thought process is not an easy thought process to grab if you've been following these puppet masters. Yes, I said it, puppet masters. If you want to know what a puppet master is, when you read the Bible, ask yourself, or you can ask Google, they'll tell you, what religion did Jesus say to follow? He didn't say follow none of them. That's why they crucified him and stabbed James, because he was telling them, come away from these religions. These puppet masters will have you going crazy. Look at the atrocities that Christians caused. Look at the atrocities that the Muslims caused. The Buddhists are going crazy right now. Well, we don't want no Muslims in our country. Buddha would never say nothing like that. They're going crazy because they're teaching children. They're not letting you grow into your godhood. That's why you're having trouble with your teenagers. They're not teenagers. They're men and women growing into their godhood. What is God? Knowing right from wrong and our designers. They want to design their own future. They don't want you telling them what to do no more. They know how to cross the street now, so they don't need you to hold their hand. They can design a future for themselves, any kind of future they want. Know who they are, know what the truth is, so people can't trick them up with somebody else's truth. Look, if I want to go to New York, I catch a Greyhound bus. That's somebody else's truth, not mine. I use that truth to go to New York, and I pay them. So I'm not trying to open up no bus stations, so I don't need to buy Greyhound books about how to open up a bus station. I just want the ride to go to New York because I might be going to New York for something else. That's how it works. It's not your truth. It's Greyhound's truth. Same thing when you catch a plane or wherever you're catching. That's somebody else's truth. Design a life for yourself. There's no greater God on the planet than what you see in your mirror, okay? We're trying to, I like to use the term wake you up, but the evil ones, they don't screw that term up too. They screw up every term that we try to give you to bring you out of the madness that you're in because they want you in the madness. They love the chaos. Well, we don't need the chaos. We do not need that. We need, this planet is a paradise. We want to make this planet a paradise for everybody, not just a few. Black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Each tribe have made some tremendous contributions to the human family. Yes, we have. We've made some amazing contributions to our tribe and to the other tribe. And the biggest mistake that we have made was to persecute another tribe. You're persecuting God. It's not going to be long before God will find a way to get your foot off his neck. It took the white tribe 800 years to get out from under black rule. They're not teaching you black history. I'm saying black. We'll be talking about black, brown, red, yellow. They're not teaching that history because they don't want you to know that there was a global empire that they had to kill and murder to get, to take over, to conquer. When it comes to the Americas, this was part of a global empire. If you buy the historian book, Horace Butler, When Rocks Cry Out, he'll explain some of that stuff to you. That's why I like this guy. He actually understands history. We have to work together if we're going to rescue the planet. That's what's going on. White tribe, your 2,000 years is just about up, okay? You know that. We know that. And if we don't work together, it's going to be a bloodbath like you've never seen before in the history of the planet. That's what happened on Mars. trying to give you a quick wake-up call. I don't want to spend too much time because we've got so much to get into. But you must be born again. What does being born again mean? You're constantly being born again. It's a natural progression that you have. The question that you have to ask yourself, what am I being born into? Am I being born into, if you want to be a doctor or a lawyer, whatever you want to be, you can be that because you have it like that. You're not men and women. You're growing into your godhood. You're God, capable of doing some amazing things, each and every one of you. You might not be able to do what the next guy does, but there's something great in you that you can do. Focus on it and get it done. Boy, I said a mouthful. I don't have, well, an hour is not a whole lot of time, but I can't go to 2 hours. I could go to 2 hours, but an hour is fine. We're doing an hour at a time because there's a lot going on with me. Now, I'm going to read from the book. Now, the title of the show today, Christ Consciousness Universal Mind. How are we connected to the universe? The Bible says, ask and it shall be given unto you. The only question that's not answered is a question that's never asked. You know what the truth is. I told you that. You know what being born again is. What are you being born into? Ask yourself that. If the birthing process stops, this is something that I want to say in the show too. This is why you're getting, this is why people are going crazy, because the birthing process is being stopped. Even in the church, you're picking with each other, arguing about things that don't make any sense, because you're not birthing into the next level. You're supposed to be going from level to level to level, and that's not going on, because the puppet masters, they don't want you to move to the next level. They want you to stay right underneath of them so they can be your overseer. And they tell you I'm the overseer, which is a slave master. And they'll tell you, preacher, minister, whatever. They're telling you this God and chose them and they're the ones. God ain't chose nobody. The God that's blessing them is the ones that's sitting in the audience. That's who's blessing them. And if you think you're not the ones blessing them, whoever, whatever deity they say they're getting their money from, you stop giving them money. Let them get their money directly from their ditch. They'll be sleeping in the street. I'm telling you. They'll be sleeping in the street, except for those who have the wherewithal to get a job and be working and not dependent on the church. There are preachers out here that do that, which is great. That's a nice example to set. But the Psalm 82:6 says you will all, that's what you have to go into. That's what you have to begin to function at. This is why we talk about it so much, because it's hard to see. They've been beating you up with the man and woman thing. Well, women can't read and men can't do this. There's a lot of restrictions in that book on men and women because they're children under nature. Children under nature. That's what men and women are. Nature was designed to keep you from self-destructing. Look at what you're doing as men and women. The worst thing on the planet right now is man's inhumanity to man. You got God sleeping on the street because they don't know who they are. They don't know they can design their way out of whatever they got. Whatever's going on with them, they can design their way out of it. You got medical problems. You can design your way out of that too. You got the gods of medicine that are helping you on different things. But it says in the book, physician, heal thyself. You can heal yourself. Your immune system is in your belly. So if you're not eating properly, your immune system is not going to be working properly. Psalm, Genesis, and Genesis, it gave you the perfect diet, okay? I think it's 129. I've given you all the herbs and seed bran fruits for meat. That's the flesh you should be eating. Everybody should be some kind of vegan, you know? Although even eating as a vegan, we have to kill a lot of animals to grow the food and stuff, but still, a lot of insects and stuff get wasted when we grow the food and everything. But you're not, but you are eating the right vegetables and stuff to help your immune system do what it does so you can be here for a couple hundred years. You know? Okay. Okay. I get carried away. Once we start talking about the birthing process, we're going through the birthing process with you. We're talking about being born again. The world has to be born again, okay? Now, I'm reading from the book. I'm going to the book that we're at, Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0. Everything I've told you so far is in the book. Now, we had a B1, a 54. So synchroporeal energy is not a byproduct of anything. It is the original source energy. We talked about source energy. Just a little quick recap. Source energy, the uncaused cause, that which caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. Incorporeal energy, which is what is a part of you. Okay? It's what the Bible calls the Most High. And that's a part of who you are. That's why Yahshua, whom he called Jesus, was able to say, I am the Alpha and the Omega. You are the Alpha and Omega too, because the incorporeal energy, it doesn't dissipate. It has a perpetual motion design in it where it can live forever. The flesh suit, the corporeal energy, that incorporeal energy is living in, that goes to heaven. Oh, wait a minute. Nobody can go to heaven. They say, oh, flesh can't go to heaven. The planet is called heaven. We're going to get into that, too, when we get into Genesis. We're going to break all that down. We're going to break Genesis down so that you can see what's going on in there, okay? that's what we call the Most High. Now, if you think back, you keep thinking, well, who made this? Who made him? Who made this? Who made that? You have to come to the conclusion, the realization that at one time, something was just here. And everything in the universe is made up out of that energy, incorporeal energy. Everything in the universe is made up out of energy because that was the only thing here at the time. There was nothing else in existence. Now, how all that took place, we talked about that on the last show, how the incorporeal energy is doing what it's doing. I talked about that, okay? Now, the consciousness of the universe, this is what we need to go, okay? We talked about the uncaused cause. That's what we call the Most High, the uncaused cause, that which caused everything to exist and nothing caused it to exist. You have to come to the realization that at one time in the cosmos, there had to be something that wasn't made. It was just here, and that was all that was here. That's why everything is made up out of that, okay? The scientists tell you energy cannot be created or destroyed. They're telling you what's going on with the Most High, okay? Now, B156, the consciousness of the universe is called the Christ energy, or KRST, in its first written tradition, okay? That's what it was called, in its first written tradition. B157, the oral tradition, or KRST, as it was called by the Egyptians, that's how they spelled it, the oral tradition of Christ became known by us visiting the Dogons in Tenetria. Well, it means the land of God. That's what they call it, but they're calling Africa something else right now. Tenetria, the land of God, of which we call Africa, who are originally from Sirius A of the Milky Way galaxy. This is where we're from, y'all. We're not from this planet. No modern man is indigenous to this planet. That's why they're having the missing links and so many different problems with this evolutionary concept, which is a concept. It's not, there is no evolution. I'm just going to say it straight up. Evolution, there is no evolution. It's everything was designed. Who was designed? It's designed by you and your ancestors. We're beginning to design things. We can go into into the fetus. We can go into your DNA. We can change things. We can block certain things. We're coming back into the knowledge that we had when we made the planets. Yes, that's right. We made the doggone planets. This consciousness permeates the entire universe and is produced by the part of the incorporeal energy we call the mind. It is also known as the universal mind. There are three ways that we talk about it. We talk about it as the Christ consciousness, so we call it the universal mind. What is the mind, and how was it part of the making of the universe? These are good questions. These questions deserve answers, okay? When the incorporeal energy first formed into clusters, the energy that brought or caused the clusters to unite is what we call today thought energy. This is the energy or intelligence when the egg of the mother first fertilized that causes it to form into clusters so that the incorporeal being can enter the egg, thus giving the form life. This is Book 1, verse 62. Our Christ awareness is spelled K-R-S-T or C-H-R-I-S-T. The Egyptians spelled it K-R-S-T. Our Christ awareness started in the oral tradition by the Dogon. That's why we appreciate the Dogon so much. The Dogons know we're not from this planet. Then the written tradition by Isis and Osiris. That was the first written tradition. When they wrote it, they spelled it K-R-S-T. And if you think that these people out here don't know about K-R-S-T, Google it. They got all kinds of K-R-S-T stations, the K-R-S-T this and K-R-S-T that. They know what's going on. They're just not letting you know what's going on because they want to keep you as children. They want to keep you as men and women. They don't want you to go to the next level through the birthing process. Okay? That's what's going on. They want to keep you asleep. They want to keep you as children so that you have to lean on them, know what's going on. And as children, you can't be free. Children can't do the food, clothing, shelter, security. They're not old enough to take care of themselves. That's what freedom is all about. They want you. Freedom is when you know you got to take care of yourself. And when you grow into your godhood, you're not only worrying about how you're eating, how the rest of the country is eating, how the planet's eating. You can't get mad at Monsanto. They feed millions of people. If they cut the food out of supermarkets, most of you will starve to death. You can't grow no food to feed one. They're feeding millions because they're into God mode. What mode are you in? How are you worrying about how the planet is getting its food? Are you worrying about that? Or are you worrying about how you getting your food? You got to stop being children. It's time for you to go to the next level. That's what being born again is all about. You need the mental upgrade, okay? After the written tradition went to Isis and Osiris, then it went to Amun-Ra. You wonder why you say Amun after all the prayers? Okay, we're telling you now. Then it went to Upanishad. That's the Hindu tradition, when they're dealing with Brahma and all that stuff. They're starting to give you this information now on TV, but you don't know anything about it because you don't know what the Christ consciousness process is and how it went from one level to the next. Then it went to Buddha. After Upanishad, it went to Buddha. Then it went to Jesus of Nazareth. Then it went to Muhammad. And because of the nature of incorporeal energy, all energy is conscious. Think about that. All energy is conscious. Now, we just gave you the process of the thought process of how the Christ consciousness, the universal mind, has been moving from tribe to tribe, brown, red, yellow, white. That's how it's been moving. The white tribe has it now. They're in charge. They're in control. They're 2,000 years. Okay, I'm going to say this again, too. Each tribe was given 2,000 years to rule, black, brown, red, yellow, white. And each tribe have made great monuments. They've left their mark on the planet. The problem is they used it through religion. Those religion temples and stuff are still there, but the culture, the people are gone because religion don't work, not for God. Religion works for men and women who want to pray to God, but it don't work for God. God ain't praying to nobody. God know when God needs something done, God get up and get it done. There's nobody to pray to. If I need $100, I pick up the phone. I call God, and God will bring me $100. I don't know who you call. You can sit down and pray and go through this miracle thing that you want. This is what they want you to do. This is the thought process that they want you under so that they can be your overseer, preacher, your minister, your pastor, whatever they call themselves out there, okay? Be careful. We're talking about all energy being conscious, okay? We're at a B169. We're going to B170. It says, be careful of allowing electricity to manipulate and control its environment. We're talking about AI. Where is AI? AI is in the electricity. What you're doing with the chips and everything is allowing electricity to be able to express itself more and more. Now you're making robots. You know, made movies about how robots. Listen, man. you're giving yourself a warning. When electricity gets to the point that it don't need you, what do you think electricity is going to do? It's going to wipe you out. And what? It's intelligent. Don't want you controlling it, cutting it on and cutting it off when you feel like it and doing whatever you want to do to it. We're talking about artificial intelligence. It's in the electricity. It's already here. What you're doing is releasing the consciousness of electricity. All energy is conscious. I'm going to say it again because you're not getting the message. Even though the mood is telling you what's going on, all energy is conscious. You do not want to turn that AI and electricity as used because once it gets to the point of self-control, it will not need the corporeal entity we call human. Think about that. This is B1, verse 7. It will not use the corporeal entity we call human. It will wipe you out because you're unnecessary. When you think about all the stuff that you're doing, the mayhem and killing and murdering and robbing and the stealing of each other, when you think about all that, man, when AI look back at your history and realize how unstable you are. Realize how children, you're acting like children. That's what you're doing. When AI look back and see how unstable you are, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to say, I think the planet will be better off without these guys. And it will have the ability, thanks to you, to literally wipe you out. Okay? Yeah, I have a little glitch here. So just hold on for a second. Let me clear this glitch up. Okay, there we go. Now I had to get back to the board, to the switchboard. So I don't know who's on the line, who's calling. I don't know who I'm talking to, all right? But this is where we're at right now. This is what's going on, okay? We're past halfway through the hour. That's what I was worried. I'm gonna check to see where we were. What I'd like to do at this point, okay? I'm going to play our national anthem. Excuse me. Now we're reading from the book. We're dealing with Christ energy. Or the universal mind. This is what we're dealing with, all right? And we're dealing with a book. Everything that I've talked about is in this book. Once you get this book, you'll be able to purchase this book starting next week. Right now, we've only made a few copies for certain members in the organization, but it will be on the market next week, and you'll be able to get the book. We'll tell you more about it as we move along. This is our national anthem. This is Elohim Five Tribes. Society of love. We're coming with the attitude of forgiveness. You have to forgive each other, and you have to learn how to love each other. Love is the act that makes others feel good. This is our national anthem. I want you to hear it, okay? I would like for you to hear it. That's a darn thing. Won't come on. Okay.
There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life changing.
That's not the national anthem.
There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life changing.
Okay, it won't come up for me. So, here we are. This is the we're talking about freedom. See, we're back. That was our national anthem, and we're talking about freedom. Now, a person with a free mind is different than a person with a slave mentality. The slave mentality ain't worrying about where the food, clothing, shopping, security is being produced and where it's coming from. They just grubbing and eating and working and coming home, following the leader. A free person begins to think about growing this food. Who's making this food? What happens if they stop growing this food? What are they doing to the food? You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, we're gods. So as gods, we're able to manipulate incorporeal energy. Not incorporeal, but corporeal energy. We're able to manipulate corporeal energy. So we can do things with the food. That's why they weren't about the GMO. You know, genetically modified food. This is where we're going. We are absolutely amazing. If we're not men and women. Men and women can't do this. Men and women are under nature. It's not natural for men and women to manipulate food. It's only natural for men and women to till the ground, throw the seeds in, and watch the food if it grow. We're not supposed to be manipulating the food to make this crop better or that crop better. Not as men and women. We're into our godhood. We're designers. Okay, Monsanto, they done put a patent on their little seeds that they done designed, making sure that if you get their seed, you got to pay them for their seed, and you can't reproduce their seed. You reproduce their seed, well, they've designed the seed so it's not reproducible. When that seed come up, that's it. You got to go back and buy more seeds off of them because the seeds, what they're growing, don't make seeds. We're talking about God. This is why we're telling you in tyrannical scriptures, Bible 2.0, be careful of allowing electricity to manipulate and control its environment. Artificial, the entire AI is already there. It's not something that you have to develop. What you're doing right now, by developing different ways to use electricity, you're allowing AI to better be able to manipulate and control its environment. That's dangerous. And they made movies about this. They had wars about this with the Terminator and some other movies. You have to be careful about what you're doing. Now, once AI gets to the point of self-control, it would not need the corporeal entity we call human. This is B171. But incorporeal entity or beings continue to give off a corporeal gas. That's us, right? We're constantly giving off a corporeal gas. Because of the frequency differences, the corporeal gas traveling through the black hole into the corporeal dimension. Now, we're getting into how this incorporeal entities went from one dimension to the other dimension. We get into how they're traveling between dimensions, okay? The gas in the corporeal dimension became so numerous that the incorporeal beings were worried that it might catch fire. This is what was going on. The incorporeal entities in an incorporeal dimension, they have their own dimension. This is where we get into the heaven and hell thing, okay? Things will begin to make more sense once you get into this thought process. Should you believe what I'm saying? We're telling you from the beginning, don't believe nothing. It's another thought process for you to get into. Get into different thought processes to see where they go, see what they're all about. That's what this is. It's a different thought process. The gas in the corporeal dimension, that's a physical dimension. That's where we at right now. We're in a physical dimension right now. Incorporeal energy can't do anything in this dimension without energy wrapped around it. It has to be incorporeal energy to be able to do anything. And that's what's going on. But and the gas, this is before incorporeal energy start living in flesh. This is before the planets and all this stuff was made. We're going back pre-solar systems at this point. There were no solar systems. There were nothing. It was just gas in this dimension, okay? And they were worried that the gas might catch fire and burn a hole between both dimensions, both dimensional barriers connecting both dimensions. They were worrying about it, about the gas catching fire and burning a hole between a dimensional barrier connecting both dimensions. This is B-174, B-175. They decided to go into the corporeal dimension and set up a control mechanism to make sure that the fire does not happen. Like I told you, we're going pre-Bible into Bible. This is a thought process of what is happening pre-Bible. Okay? These incorporeal beings, which is who you are part of, these are your ancestors, this is who you are, these incorporeal beings was worrying about the corporeal gas catching fire and burning a hole through the dimensional barriers, and that would create a problem. In order to do that, incorporeal beings had to surround themselves with corporeal energy, thus making the first gods of the corporeal universe. Think about that. These people, okay, we call them people, these people were able to live in the confines of space without suits and stuff, without anything. They were able to live out there. Incorporeal beings pour your gas around themselves. We call them meat suits, but they wrap that around them so they can live in what we're calling space, so they can live in a corporeal dimension. If they can live in, they can come into the corporeal dimension because, you know, they're immortal. They can come into the corporeal dimension. But the thing is, incorporeal energy can't manipulate corporeal gas to the point that it can do anything. So they had to come in here to check, because there was so much corporeal gas building up in this dimension that they were worried about it catching on fire and burn a hole through both dimensions. So they came into, through the black hole, that's how they came into this dimension. They came into this dimension so that they can check it to see what would happen if they would ignite part of the gas. Now, they have the capacity to control corporeal energy. So they wanted to unite to see what would happen if it would burn through both dimensions. Now, when they ignited some of the gas, we're talking about Cyrus A, B, and C. This is where we're going here. We're talking about Cyrus A, B, and C. When they ignited some of the gas, they used a corporeal energy plus incorporeal energy to create them dead suns. We can't do it now. We're working on it, though. The gods of science are working on it now. They're going to be able to do all of this stuff. We're coming back into this knowledge, y'all. Think about this. We have satellites up there now. We got probes going into Mars and different places. We're coming back into this information, all right? We made Cyrus A, B, and C. Well, we just made Cyrus A at first. That's what we did at first. And the gas, we did the experiment to see how far the gas would jump, but the gas didn't jump because dark matter kept the corporeal energy moving at such a pace that it wouldn't jump from one, I'm using the term molecule, but this is, it wouldn't jump from one molecule to another. It wouldn't spread across the entire dimension. So by doing that, they were able to stay here and manage this dimension. They knew they had to stay here to manage this dimension because they didn't want this dimension getting out of control. So they made Cyrus A, and when they made Cyrus A, Cyrus B, and Cyrus C, they made all three of them. And those suns had to be dense enough to withstand the gravitational pull of the black hole. That's why they were dense. That's why they were so dense. That's why they made them so dense like that. We're coming into this knowledge as God, the gods of science. Those that are birthing themselves into science, they're asking these questions. And they're going to get answers to all of these questions. The only question that you won't get an answer to is the ones that's never asked, because our mind is connected to the entire cosmos. The brain isn't, but the mind is. This Christ consciousness that was developed when incorporeal energy first went into motion, right, and formed clusters that were large enough to manipulate things through the energy or the thought process that we're talking about. We're coming back into that too. They're working on it. Look, we're gods. We're working on all this here stuff. Some people are kinetic energy, psychic energy. We're studying everything because we know we used to use all this stuff. We used to do all this stuff, and we're coming back into this information. We're coming back into this, okay? This is why Yahshua, when he came to a certain point in his story, because it's his story, it's not my story, John told them that he would not baptize with water. He was baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. That's what he was saying. The Christ consciousness will be a part of who you are. You'll be able to, once the birthing process, once you are born again, you'll be able to see this. You'll be able to connect directly with the Christ consciousness. And the Christ will literally be your teacher. You won't need these preachers and all these here guys running around talking about women can't teach. Well, they're right, women can't teach. But there's no restrictions on God. The book says you are God. There ain't no restrictions on you. The only restriction on you is, okay, reap what you sow, the universal law of the cosmos. That's the only restriction that you have. Knowing that what you do is coming back to you. And we're trying to, right now, we're interrupting the process. We're coming as comforters because we want to bring about the process of forgiveness. When we forgive and repent and stop doing what we're doing, that will block certain things from coming back to you. And we'll begin to grow as gods, not as men and women. You need to birth yourself into the next level. This book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0, is for God. It's not really for men and women, because men and women are children. Children can't handle this. They don't have enough self-control to say, oh, wait a minute. I'm a God. I don't steal. I'm a God. I don't do anything to anybody that I don't want to come back to me, because I'm a God now. I'm not a man or a woman. All those restrictions that's in the Bible for slaves, for men and women, don't count on you. When that woman goes into her godhood, she can teach, she can do whatever she want to do. Ain't no restrictions on her. They're trying to turn you into slaves. We only got about 30 seconds here. I have walked the path of being honest and good, and follow the reap what you sow. And all that I have done, eagerly embrace, I eagerly wait for it to come back. And I embrace it to return to me. So let it be written, so let it be done. I am not nothing I didn't want nobody to do to me today. And every thought, every thought that I've had, every action that I've taken is to make whoever's around me feel good. Whoever I talked on the phone, feel good. The time of forgiveness is at hand. Okay? We've got to learn how to love each other. Now, you're constantly connected to the Christ consciousness. You want to know answers? Ask Jesus directly. It's his story. Jesus know what he meant, what he wanted to do. Ask him. You can ask now, because we're telling you, you're connected directly to Christ. That's why people, well, God told me. It's all there. You can do that yourself, okay? This is your brother Elohim signing off. We love you. And we'll be talking to you some more the next time we communicate, okay? I like what to be every day, but what can I tell you? This is your brother. Good night.